Catholicism. Catholic teaching, Catholic wisdom, Catholic doctrine. Now, some of you are going like, why do you always have to go off on Catholic? Why can't it be this? Would it make it better for you if I said Christian? Because prior to Luther and the gang's revolt, it would have been. There would have been no distinction to be made. Unless you were a heretic, then you would have been distinguished. I had a conversation with a friend on Friday evening who informed me that Mitter Church used to be important. Since you went all wacko and Catholic and all that, you're not important anymore. And that's your fault. And people don't like being hit over the clubbed over the head with Catholicism. Besides, that's we're in a modern world now, and it's not going to work anyways. To which I responded, last I checked, the faith and the truth it's based on does not have an expiration date. There's a saying in some prayers that you may learn that you may pray these prayers, and at the end of them, like, for example, at the end of St. Louis de Montfort's consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary, you may see at the end of that prayer that you'll do certain things, and you'll do them in time and in eternity. Now, you may stop and ponder that for just a moment. That's a pretty mind-blowing statement there. In time and eternity. Isn't time and eternity the same thing? Well, the answer to the question is no, it's not. Again, this is an ethical discussion here. And the ethics say that because I know you and you know me, then I know you and I know your eternal soul. It's going to exist in eternity. It doesn't have an expiration date. And because it doesn't, something I say to you or don't say to you or do with you or don't do with you or do with you and or don't do with you and encourage you to do something else is going to last forever. So if it's wrong, well then, sans, this is where the concept of sin and original sin comes in. If it's wrong, then it has to be undone. And if it's not undone, then you can't possibly participate in the perfection of life, which is called heaven. These are important considerations here. Nothing could possibly be more important than to live your life as practicing your faith as the first act, your final act, and then letting your vocation or whatever you earn a living doing fall in line behind it. You'd be, as a matter of fact, you're derelict in your duty if you have the order in the other way around in reverse.